Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome back to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. It is the beginning of Flaming June, as we call it over here in the UK, because it's supposed to be flaming hot throughout the month of June. We're hoping that that is going to be the case, because recently it has not been so good. Despite the pretty miserable weather that we have been having with quite a bit of rain, the celebrations for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, which have just happened this weekend, or this last week, went ahead and were very, very successful indeed. There were parties all around the country, and there were particularly big events up in central London, and they all went off really, really well. I think the only thing actually that had to be cancelled because of the weather was one of the flypasts by the Red Arrows, the second one, because of low cloud and visibility, etc. So anyway, I hope you've had an enjoyable time and you were able to celebrate. We had a couple of parties in the garden, and I was able to get my model railway running in the garden, which was great. You'll hear more about that later on and some of the lessons I've learned. But before we do that, we're going to look at what's been in the news over the past week or two, and just regarding diabetes, of course, and just touch on those things. So without further ado, I'm going to have a quick look at the website of diabetes.co.uk, and we will see what's been going on in the world of diabetes. First one I picked on is quite a shocking statistic. 4 in 10 UK adults will be obese by 2040. A study has found, a study being done by Cancer Research UK. They're actually predicting that over 42 million adults in the UK will be overweight by 2040, with 21 million of those being classed as obese. And if you look down further in that article, I'm not going into detail with it, but it does show that they're statistically, people in deprived areas have got a much greater expectancy for becoming obese. In fact, shockingly, in England, in the more deprived areas, it is thought that by 2040, nearly 50% of people will be obese. That is pretty horrific. Remember, if you do want to read any of these articles, then do go and find them on www.diabetes.co.uk/news, and you'll find all the most recent articles there. I'm just picking through the ones that I feel are perhaps of most interest to you at this point. So the next one is weight loss triggered by two brain networks, a study suggests. The senior author of the study, Dr. Jonathan Burdett, said, "These findings show that the brain network properties of people who were less successful at weight loss were different from folks who were more successful. So if you ever wonder why you're not successful, maybe there's something to it. Maybe it's not just your willpower as such. Some people have a stronger unconscious sensory motor bias to pursue food, while others appear to have less." And he added that in a society of food abundance, where there's food queues everywhere, that's not people queuing for them, that's prompts with adverts, etc., this information can help explain why some people have such difficulty in taking off excess weight and maintaining it. "Our findings," he continues, "provide further insight into complex functional circuits in the brain, so we now have a mechanistic understanding of why people aren't losing weight. And in theory, if you know more about urges and control, we're going to be able to tailor therapies to an individual as opposed to treating everybody the same." The next article is about scientists using an artificial intelligence learning model can spot type 2 diabetes early on by using an abdominal CT scan. In the US, about 13% of adults have type 2 diabetes and 34% at least have pre-diabetes. And it's really, really important that we do try and find out as early as possible whether somebody has got
type 2 or even pre-diabetes so that they can take action against it. And the findings of this study have revealed that abdominal CT scans can identify the early signs of type 2 diabetes. So do have a read up on that. It talks a lot about the visceral fat, you know, fat around your pancreas, around your liver, etc. And we know that by trying to lose weight dramatically, you can burn off that fat and it can make a difference. So have a read of that article. Next one is about the optimal time to exercise differs between men and women. Now, when I first read that, I read it as being, yeah, men are going to have to exercise for longer than women, or vice versa. But actually, it's talking about the time of day that you exercise. So a new US study has found that the effectiveness of your exercise is influenced by the time of day you train, while the type of exercise and your gender can further impact the results. Now, it should be noted that by the end of the trial, participants in both the morning and the evening exercise groups did show an improvement in their health and performance. So therefore, we know that exercise is good, whether you do it in the morning or the evening. However, there were some differences between the men and women. So for example, women in the morning exercise group had a more significant reduction in total body fat, abdominal and hip fat, and blood pressure than their counterparts in the evening exercise group. Meanwhile, higher fat burn and a decrease in the ratio of total to HDL cholesterol and blood pressure was only identified in the men exercising in the evening. Dr. Paul Arkell, lead study author and professor of health and human physiological sciences at Skidmore College, New York State, said, "Here we show for the first time that for women, exercise during the morning reduces belly fat and blood pressure, whereas evening exercise in women increases upper body muscle strength, power and endurance, and improves overall mood and nutritional satiety. We also show that for men, evening exercise lowers blood pressure, the risk of heart disease, and feelings of fatigue, and burns more fat compared to morning exercise." So that's it. It's going to be evening exercise for me, by the sounds of it. Do take a look at that article. It is quite interesting. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to go out and burn some calories off and do some hard work, exercise, I want to make sure I'm getting the most benefit from it I possibly can. So it will be evenings for me. Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week. Continuing with what's in the news regarding diabetes, the next item that I came across is regarding personalized treatment being more effective when treating type 2 diabetes and obesity. Apparently, scientists from Canada and Germany are now working together to detect the best combinations of treatments for people, particularly drug combinations for people with the condition of obesity and type 2 diabetes. The researchers have announced that they are hoping to use a combination of drugs rather than having to rely on more invasive singular treatments, including bariatric surgery. Next one is one which I guess we know, but it's always good to be reminded of, and that is that physical activity reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. There's research that shows this now. Individuals with an active lifestyle are less likely to develop type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease compared to those with a sedentary lifestyle. And apparently, academics at the University of Turku in Finland have found that people who spend just 1 hour less sitting per day can prevent the development of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So more and more and more we hear that exercise and healthy eating, healthy living can be so instrumental in avoiding or reversing type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. Next article is actually about gestational diabetes, and it's saying here that it's combated by healthy lifestyle choices. Yet again, individuals who are genetically at risk of developing gestational diabetes can prevent a diagnosis by adopting a healthy lifestyle, academics have claimed. Again, this is from Finland. The University of Helsinki have created a genetic risk score to detect which individuals are at risk of developing gestational and postpartum diabetes, and those with a higher score are more likely to benefit from dietary counselling and healthier lifestyle changes. The next article I'll just skim over, it's pre-diabetes prevented by active brown adipose tissue, a study reports. People with a higher level of active brown adipose tissue are more likely to fight off metabolic disorders compared to those with lower levels. And finally for this week, the power of social media to do good and sometimes not so good. TikTok, apparently there's been a trend on TikTok which has caused a shortage of a diabetes medication called Ozempic. Now, I wasn't really familiar with Ozempic, but apparently Ozempic has been touted online as an effective weight loss treatment. And therefore, it does mean that the current lack of medication affects those living with diabetes, particularly in Australia, with GPs in that country being asked to prioritise prescriptions for those with the condition. Last month, the Therapeutic Goods Administration issued a joint statement alongside several other medical bodies, including Diabetes Australia and Pharmaceutical Society of Australia, explaining that the current shortage of Ozempic is due to extensive prescribing for obesity management for which Ozempic is not indicated. Do go along and read more about that. All of those items this week were from diabetes.co.uk's website, and again my thanks goes out to them for the great service that they provide. The website is amazing. If you want to go along there, the amount of information on there is just incredible, the news items get updated regularly, so thank you to them. We're going to move into the next part of the show now, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the lessons that I have learned, and I'm hoping to get across to you, on how you can best control your diabetes. Lessons I've learned from building my garden railway. If you listened last week and you've come back again, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed last week enough to come on this week. I don't know if I've converted any of you to the hobby of model railways or not, but hopefully I have converted some of you to managing your diabetes better. So shortly we will be looking at the next seven, because I'm giving you a bonus, seven lessons you can learn from my experience with model railways.
Before we do that, though, we are going to listen to another song, and that song is going to be by Peter Gabriel, and it is called Sledgehammer, and I will explain to you after the song why I chose that one. If you listen very, very carefully, actually, some of the first words that he sings will give you a bit of a clue as to why I chose it. Anyway, enjoy it. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. That was Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton and I am your host today and every week. Hopefully you listened last week and this is the conclusion of my talk from last week. And I did say that if you listened carefully to that song, to the lyrics of the song that we just played, that it would give you a bit of a clue as to why I chose the song. Most of you will know that this talk I'm going to be giving today is the conclusion regarding what you can learn from my garden railway experience regarding your diabetes. And the lyrics at the beginning of that song, it actually says, you could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks. If only it were that simple. I can assure you that it's a little bit harder than just laying down your tracks for this garden railway, getting the inclines right, getting the corners tight, or not tight, too tight, getting the levels right. It's all a little bit, it's a bit easier to plan it and to say it than to actually do it. In fact, actually, the title of the song, Sledgehammer, that's probably quite appropriate to how I feel sometimes with doing this garden railway. Sometimes you do feel like just getting the sledgehammer and just smashing it to pieces when something goes wrong. As it did this week when one of my relatively new locomotives decided to plunge from the track in between two concrete pillars supporting the track, and thankfully, I had put some soil there earlier in the week. Otherwise, it would have landed on to some rubble, bricks and what have you. But it landed on this soft soil and amazingly somehow didn't scrape the concrete on either side of it. I do not know how it managed that, but I was thankful. Needless to say, I've halted all running of the railway until I can sort out whether it was my track, whether it was the loco at fault, whether it was a combination of the two, whether it was something the fox had done, who knows. Anyway, enough of that. You are going to be hearing a few more tips regarding diabetes and your control of it. Tips that I came to learn about whilst I was doing my garden railway. And we did five of them last week. There's 12 in total. The first one was having that dream regarding your diabetes, having something to dream for, whatever it might be. I'm not going to go into details because I want you to go back and listen to it if you did miss last week's show. You can do that either just via UK Health Radio's website, or if you go to the bit.ly link, bit.ly/diabetesradio, you'll find all the past shows there. And the one before this show is the one to go to. So number one, have a dream. Number two, making a plan. It's no point in having that dream if you aren't going to make a plan to get to it. Getting advice, certainly building my railway, I've sought as much advice as I possibly can. Being prepared, getting the things in that you need in order to do the job, in order to be able to manage your diabetes better, in order to be able to lose some weight maybe, or to improve your blood sugars, you need to be prepared. You need to get things in stock, different types of food maybe, or different monitoring system, or whatever it might be. And then breaking your big goals down, your dream down into mini goals. That was number five. Making some little mini goals that you can achieve and pat yourself on the back and give yourself a reward. And I'm not talking about a reward in the shape of necessarily a big bag of sweets or anything like that, but a reward which is something that is going to be good for you as well as pleasing to you. So hopefully you're coming to the show having taken note of the last one and you've got those goals in place. You know what your dream is. You've made that plan. Maybe you've sought some advice already, or maybe you're looking to get a bit more advice today. You're getting prepared. You've got your monitor in. Maybe your mini goal is to get your HbA1c down at your next blood test. Or maybe it's the goal, mini goal is to go for a walk three times a week, or to go for a walk every single day. Getting those steps in, increasing your steps by a certain amount. There's all types of little goals that you can make, which you can measure, which are achievable, they're relevant, and they're time-bound. So remember, SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Make sure that they're like that. Let's move on to number six. And number six is don't rush, be patient. This is a lesson I've certainly learnt with my garden railway. When I try to rush putting down some track before maybe I've got the levels right, or maybe I haven't prepared things quite right, it's not a good outcome. Usually there's usually something that's you've forgotten, you haven't connected a wire up correctly, you've connected it to the wrong track, you get a short circuit. Same thing with your plan to achieve all these things with your diabetes, is don't rush, be patient. Make sure that you've got your start date for these things. You don't have to start today. You can start tomorrow, or you can start next week if it involves getting some diet supplements in. Maybe it will need to be a week or so. Maybe you need to get that glucose monitoring. Maybe you're going to try the Freestyle Libre. Get it ordered and start your date from when you get it, and you know, don't rush things. It's much better to have that plan in action and really be able to go with it in an organized way. Number seven, don't give up. See the big picture. Oh wow, this is one certainly with this garden railway. Don't give up. I mean, I think I've always seen the bigger picture with it, but sometimes you lose grasp of just how it can be. The burdens of life take over. And, you know, for 6 years, I didn't really touch it at all. I still wanted it. I still had that sort of vision that it could happen. But I wasn't really making the time and the effort and prioritizing it, I suppose. And
you know, to a degree, I had given up. And it's so easy to give up if you don't see the big picture. And you know, sometimes you need someone to help you not to give up. In actual fact, part of the rekindling of this garden railway for me has been, yes, I had the time during the first lockdown, but also since that, it's actually been connecting with other people, friends from a club I used to go to, new people that I'm connecting with via Facebook, in specific groups. And yeah, that's helped me, that's encouraged me, seeing what other people are doing, and capturing that vision again, and not giving up on what I'm planning with the garden. Same way with your diabetes. Maybe, you know, having somebody in your life, I talk about having a sweet spot buddy, someone who can pull you through the tough times, and guaranteed there will be tough times. And these people can encourage you. They can challenge you as well. If you're slackening off, you know, if you're not doing what you should be doing, they can challenge you. And yeah, it can be a real source of inspiration to help you through the tough times, to be able to glimpse that dream again. The dream that where you maybe are getting into a different size of clothes, or maybe where your HbA1c is better, maybe your blood pressure is better. Yeah, that is what we're talking about here, is having that dream for the big picture. Do not give up. Number 8 lesson from the garden railway is making lasting changes, no quick fixes. You know, had I built my railway line on a temporary wooden structure, yes, it would probably be finished by now and I'd be enjoying it. And there is an argument for that in the garden railway circle. But it probably wouldn't have looked as nice as what my finished one will be when it's all landscaped. I don't want to take any shortcuts. And the same way with your life, don't take shortcuts. There's no quick fixes. Build your lifestyle to last. Make sure you make lasting changes, not quick fad diets necessarily, but things that are really going to make a difference to you. Maybe, you know, really just planning the amount of exercise you're going to do. Maybe join a rambling group or a sports running club or something where you can be with others, and it will be literally a lifestyle change. Lasting changes, no quick fixes. Number 9, test and measure, or measure and test. This is pretty important, both in gardens and railways and also in your diabetes. In my railway, before pouring the cement and then again before laying the track, I measure and test the gradient and the camber. Otherwise, when I come to operate, I'll have disastrous effects, such as the one I had this past week. Probably something has gone wrong there with my testing and measuring it, or measuring and testing it. Or maybe it was just a problem with the loco. I'm yet to find that out. But as you make changes in your lifestyle, you know, test your blood glucose regularly and plot them on the graph so that you can see what you're doing, you know, whether it's working, whether things that you're changing are having. You can contact me at contact@undefeated.org if you want for information on our U-Plan method for tracking and reducing your blood glucose levels. I've been experimenting with a Freestyle Libre and found that really helpful. But you can pinprick regularly if you want to. There's various ways, but you can measure your blood and you can know that actually this day I did this activity, this is what my blood was like. This day I ate that food, this is what happened to my blood. It's so much more empowering to know what your lifestyle is having regarding affecting your blood sugars. Number 10, this is one you'll enjoy. Have fun and share it. I'm enjoying all my hard work and seeing the progress. And believe me, everyone I talk to knows it. Often when I'm speaking with my patients, we talk about what we do in our spare time while I'm treating their feet. And quite often, their hobbies come up, my hobby comes up, you know, and we talk a little bit about it. And you know, people know I'm doing it and that I'm proud of it. People need to know as well about what you're doing. You need to share it. If you share it as well, another good thing about it is that you are compelled to continue with it, with this diet or this blood glucose improvement that you're trying to achieve, the exercise you're trying to achieve. Have fun and share it with others. And this links in to number 11, really, which is celebrate your success. Let your friends and family know what you're doing and share the success stories. You know, when you've lost that little bit of weight, when your blood sugars have improved, share it. You'll be surprised how many of them actually need similar sort of lifestyle changes. And the fact that you're sharing it will prompt them to make a change as well. Remember that although they may not have been diagnosed with diabetes, 50% of people in the world with diabetes don't know they have got it. So you may well be doing somebody a favor by just, you know, sharing your success stories and celebrating the dreams that you're achieving, the changes that you're making, being positive about it. Don't go around moping because you're on a diet all the time. And actually, that can be something that's easily done if you're doing it by yourself. But if you've got other people involved, then you'll feel better whilst you're doing it. And particularly if you can have these mini goals that we talked about earlier, these little celebration points where you can celebrate your success as you go along. And then number 12, the final one, number 12 is maintain it. And this is one of the most important aspects of having built a garden railway. That is to maintain it. I was quite pleased this year when it came out of winter, because I wasn't really doing anything on it in winter. But I suppose fairly early on, it was still winter. There were still frosts around and what have you in January, February. That's when I cleaned the track and tried the train. And it worked first time. But I had to clean the track first, otherwise it wouldn't have done. And that's some maintenance. But I'm sure that as time goes by, there will be more need for maintenance. Perhaps the ground will move a little bit, as it does. We're on London clay and it cracks terribly in the dry weather. That's why I've been doing the concrete foundations, is to make sure that it can stand the test of the time and the test of the ground moving in that way. But it would be foolish of me to get one of my most expensive locomotives out and run it along that track, having not checked it after a period of not running it. You need to maintain it, particularly with the elements and the wildlife, nature, which has its way of dropping branches, bird poo, fox poo even, slap bang on your mainline running track. So, yeah, similar way in your diabetes, you need to maintain it. There will be some, the equivalent of fox poop and bird poop landing in your life. You will get a curveball thrown you, as I was earlier this year with my leg, my knee playing up and my sciatic problem. That has really thrown a curveball in my diabetic control. I am not able to be, I've just started running again, but not, it's more walking than running. And that really has limited the amount of exercise I've been doing. And I'm, well, I know that I've put on the weight. I keep joking with my patients when I put the plastic apron on at the beginning of an appointment that the ties at the back of the apron have got shorter over the lockdown periods. Actually, of course, they haven't done. It's me that's got a bit bigger. So, yeah, maintaining your weight, maintaining your good blood sugars, really, really important, just as it is to maintain that garden railway to make sure that it doesn't lapse into just a ruin. And we don't want your life lapsing into a ruin either. Once you've achieved your dream weight or your dream amount of exercise you're doing, you know, if you're doing a couch to 5K or something, or maybe it's your dream HbA1c, the one the doctors want you to get to, when you've achieved that and you're now safely in the diabetic sweet spot, that's when you're going to find the most likely temptations are going to come in, such as, you know, eating badly again, or, you know, getting tired and not exercising. Or perhaps you'll get busy and, you know, the bad habits will creep back in again. And that's where having someone who can hold you accountable and encourage you is so important. Possibly a family member, but maybe it's better not to have a family member doing it. Maybe somebody from your church or your faith group. Maybe somebody who can just hold you accountable to how things are going. And you have some, you know, put some boundaries in place at the beginning that you can accept what they're going to say to you. You can understand that they will be challenging you sometimes and encouraging you other times. But you will be in a position where you're actually sharing the burden of your diabetes control with someone else. And I actually think it's good for people who have diabetes to get together and to be each other's sweet spot buddy. That's what my goal is with regards to the undefeated mentoring sessions that we're going to be doing, the ideal diabetic lifestyle, really that I can help people to link up with each other and hold each other accountable, encourage one another, so that you can maintain the success that you're going to be able to achieve by doing the ideal diabetic lifestyle, by doing the U plan that we talk about in that. So if you want to hear any more information about that, then please do get in contact with me. You can do that via contact@undefeated.org and just ask for me, Peter Alton.
Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week. So I'm not superstitious, and I'm therefore going to add in an extra one as a bonus for you, which I really only got conviction about in the past week. And this is going to be number 13. So as I say, I'm not superstitious. Number 13 in this case is going to be an awesome one. It's going to be an amazing one. It's going to be one that you can really hopefully identify with and will be a great encouragement, and not only encouragement, actually, a spurring on, a challenge maybe to put into practice the things that are going to help you with your diabetes. And number 13 is, how is your being in control of your diabetes going to have an impact on the lives of those that you love? And I'm talking whilst you're still here on this earth, what sort of impact is it going to have, but also what sort of legacy are you going to leave as well? And this came to mind because I had my family around this last weekend. It's been the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, so we had a little bit of a party for that, and then we also had a party for my son who had turned 14 that week. And my grandchildren came along, and my eldest grandchild, you've probably heard me talking about her, I'm sure, in the past. Her name is Leah, and she came with her parents, etc., and it gave me the perfect opportunity to play trains, because I know she loves, you know, the push-along wooden trains. She loves playing with those. So I thought, right, okay, I'm going to get the thing running, because I haven't really run it much this year. I've been somewhat tied down with other things. So went out there, cleaned the track. That only took me a few minutes to clean the track, and got my loco, which I allow children to play with because it's robust and also doesn't cost much. To see the joy on her face when she first saw it, when she was able to see it disappearing into the tunnel, when it came out the other side, the joy on her face, it made all that hard grafting work of digging those foundations for the thing, of laying the track, of making sure it runs properly and watching things falling off, it made all of that worthwhile just to see her face, the glee on her face. Her dad is into Formula One, so I wasn't quite so pleased when she was shouting, faster, faster, faster. But I'm pleased to say that even at top speed, which is not very realistic, but at top speed, it did not come off the track. Had it been one of my more expensive models, probably it would have done. Especially if I was involved in building it, maybe. Anyway, she thoroughly loved it and, you know, spent quite a long time playing with it, controlling it from end to end. I did have bricks at each end, so there was no chance of the thing going flying off the end. And the bricks were well and truly padded with foam, which meant that it didn't get smashed to pieces as it went full pelt into the end of the track. But the point is that she was so thoroughly thrilled by it. She'd set it off and she'd go jumping up and down across the garden to go and meet it at the other end. It brought her so much joy. And I thought, you know what, that's what this really is about. It's not about me just achieving something. It's not just about me enjoying myself. It's about others getting enjoyment from my model railway as well. And same with our lives with diabetes. You know, the bigger picture is our family need us to be healthy. Our family want us to be healthy. Our family want us to live long lives and to be able to continue doing things with them that you love doing. You know, you want to be able to continue going for walks. You want to be able to continue doing the things, dancing maybe, or whatever it might be. You want to continue those things, having decent eyesight for doing things, having a heart which can do the things that you want it to do. And yet, you know, if you aren't in control of your diabetes, you really are jeopardizing that. And then, of course, there's the long-term legacy as well, when eventually we all are going to move on at some point, whether you have faith or not, whether it be heaven or whatever, we're all going to move on from this mortal life at some point. And what legacy are you going to leave behind? What are your family going to remember you for? Are they going to remember you as somebody who was out of control, who was binging and not really in control of your life? Or are they going to remember you as somebody who maybe did do that once, but turned a corner and made the rest of their life count as somebody disciplined, as somebody in control, as somebody who respects their other family members and wants them to have a good life with them. So I want to encourage you to go back over, if it's only just sinking home now, the importance as we talk about this. I want you to encourage you to go back and listen to the rest of the last two shows, really, and get all 12, and now 13 with this one, 13 points, things that you can learn from my experience building my model railway, and I'm sure that it will help you to get to grips. Even if you just put a couple of things into practice, it's better than putting none of them into practice. If you can get all 13 into your mind, into your heart, into your head, and if you can have other people helping you with it, then I'm sure there's going to be some dramatic changes in many of your lives. So thank you for listening again this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to play one last song, and it's not a genre of music that I play that often, actually. It's going to be a country song, and it's by a guy called Josh Turner. And the song, just keeping up the theme of the show, is called Long Black Train. I hope you enjoy it.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head, look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Father and his holy name, and don't go wrong. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Brother, for that long black train, that devil's driving that long black train.
I hope you've enjoyed the show today. You've been listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, and I hope you have a fantastic week ahead. Please do go back and listen to the last show if you missed it. Listen to this one again. Take notes and make sure that you put things into practice. If you want to find the Health Triangle magazine article, then you can also email me and I'll send you a copy of it, or you can subscribe to it. To the Health Triangle magazine. Some fantastic articles in there every single month. I have two articles in there, one on feet and one on diabetes. But you can find all sorts of different topics there. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week and tune in again next week. And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot. Live in the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.